and rezoning affecting 2525 Inkster Boulevard and unaddressed land on the west side of Mobile Street under file DASZ 16 of 2013.
Okay, could I have the applicant come to the table over here and state your name and address for the record and make a presentation? We usually like you to try to hold it to 10 minutes. Doesn't sound like a complex. So.
Mr. Chairman?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman. Just before the applicant speaks, could I ask the, maybe the planner to give us just a high level of why is the application in front of us here today and
certainly.
Okay. What it's all about?
Yes, by all means. Could you do that for us, Mr. Ringer? Okay.
Yeah, I can.
Or it's noise, sorry.
Sorry, I can provide a quick overview. So Fort Garry Industries is zoned M2. It's an industrial policy area. And right beside abutting their site is a little sliver of land zoned agricultural. Yeah. That's owned by Fort Garry Industries, but is not part of their development. So it's right in between their development and Mobile Street to the west. So it's a 1.6 acre piece of land. What they'd like to do is they'd like to add that lands to their existing property and then turn their existing zoning lot into two, both with frontage off of Inkster. So the Fort Garry site will become a little bit smaller, and then you'll have another property created with a little bit of the Fort Garry property, and then that little piece of agricultural lands. But they can't subdivide or add agricultural lands to their existing property without rezoning so that they match. And obviously the property is owned M2 for Fort Garry Industries, so they're rezoning that little sliver to M2 to match. And it's all of these lands are within the industrial policy area of complete communities. So from a planning perspective, we don't have any issues with it. There are some, I guess, traffic-related issues or servicing-related issues that some things that have been brought up. For example, Mobile Street, it's not considered an improved public street by public works standards. So. Part of the zoning, there's going to be a zoning agreement just saying that access can't come off of Mobile Street, at least until without the extension of public works.
Without an extension of what?
Without public works being okay with it.
Oh, right.
Because in the future it may be upgraded.
Well, they'll have to apply for a...
They would have to. No. The way the zoning agreement's written is that they can, well, there's one parcel C that they can't have access from. That has mines and minerals rights, so there's really not much that can be done with that property. But the remainder of the property abutting Mobile Street, they would only be able to have access in the future if Mobile Street is improved.
Oh, improved.
And then Public Works wouldn't have an issue with it. So they actually redrew their initial subdivision. It was a little bit different. They had changed it so that both properties could have frontage off Inkster. So the interior property line of the new subdivision was moved a little bit further west. So that there'd be adequate spacing from the intersection at Mobile and Inkster.
Okay.
Which will eventually Mobile will become a regional street.
Sorry, no, there's the small sliver on the east there. The M2 there, the really tiny one, that's going to front onto what, Mobile or onto Inkster?
Well, it'll all have frontage on Inkster because Mobile is not improved. So a zoning lot has to have frontage on an improved public street, so it can't front on Mobile.
Okay. You're clear on that, Councilor Tucker?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
So in the beginning, I referenced the property as west of the Fort Garry Industries, actually east of Fort Garry Industries. West of Mobile.
Right. Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. Okay.
So we'll hear about servicing issues later, I guess.
Yeah.
What's up, the applicant? We'll hear from the applicant then, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So we're ready to go. Okay, state your name and address for the record. We'll give you 10 minutes. Probably won't take you that long, right?
Won't take me that long. No, I just said everything I was going to, so. Name is Christian Grell. I'm with Barnes & Duncan Land Surveyors. Address is 298 Fort Street in Winnipeg. Basically, I was just going to explain what Noah's just gone through and explained. The only thing I would maybe add or clarify to what he explained is that they currently have two titles. In the future, they're going to continue to have two titles, and we show parcel A, B, and C here. The only reason parcel C is there is because of mines and minerals issues, so we needed to define the boundaries of parcel C. So the title for that would be parcel B and C, all under one title. So just so everybody understands, they'll still end up with only two titles.
Okay. Are there any questions?
Yes, I was just handed the administrative report just as we walked in, so I just quickly went through that report and the administrative report we'd gone through earlier.
Just so you know, for future, it's available online the Friday before the meeting.
Yeah, I downloaded that administrative report last Friday and looked at it.
It's the same one.
Yeah.
There was some information with respect to costing in that report that wasn't there, so I called Kim and spoke to him today, and he gave me some numbers with respect to what some of that future costing would be for this development. So should Mobile Street be improved and pushed north, then the applicant would be, or the owners would be required to pay their fees with respect to above ground and below ground services. So I guess, you know, as part of this whole process, they have some concerns or some issues with respect to the amount of monies that are being sort of put on the table as far as what they would have to pay, and even understanding what the time frames may be. Is it a year down the road? Is it 10 years down the road? Is it 20 years down the road? So,
Do you need any further clarification on those time frames?
If they're available, I'm not sure that they are, but if they are.
I think we're looking at 10 to 20 years. I don't know, no, maybe from a planning perspective, you would.
Can I ask? So if it was to extend further north, does it end up on Wyatt? Mobile, if it's extended north, where would it end up?
It goes into that precinct.
Or is it S?
Eventually, well.
T is on the top.
Yeah, there probably won't be an S for a while. I think T is extended on its own.
Right.
So, yeah, that was very open up in the air. I mean, if there was an amendment to that area and a precinct plan, I mean, it could accelerate it, but I think that's probably 10 years off at least.
So it is quick. So is that?
So I guess
that, that's our guesstimate.
Yeah. Well, it's difficult to. It's,
I guess you can't assess cost because if it's that far in the future, who knows what it would cost to be.
If nothing's developed there in Mobile Street, I don't believe our clients at the moment require Mobile Street for any purpose. So if there's no improvements or no development there, I don't think, and I'm speaking out of turn, please let me know. We've got the owners from Fort Geary Industries here today. But the reason for this is really just to bring that agricultural land under M2 and just create the same zoning for their two parcels. As far as Mobile Street, it being upgraded and pushed north, and you know, a new precinct and development area being created, that's sort of for something down the road, but at this point we don't know when that is. So
what's just a quick question, what's the plan development going in on the rezoned land?
Nothing, there's no purpose for it. They have this little sliver that's zoned agricultural and it's completely different than the rest.
So oh, I see.
They thought they might as well. I actually did a subdivision for them 3 or 4 years ago, which included the 2525 Inkster. And at that point, I tried to deal with that little sliver, but because there was a difference in mines and minerals, I left it off of that plan and didn't deal with it at that point.
Okay.
So now they're basically just trying to clean up their site
and. And I guess it's good for future when you want to sell it.
Sure, they'll have a nice parcel B, BC there that will be one title, and it just cleans up the area and allows them maybe just to deal with that irregularity in their land.
Nothing further from me, Mr. Chair.
No. Okay. Okay. Thank you, applicant. Maybe just stand down for a moment. I can't see the crowd,
just
but I have.
Sorry, to. Just one more thing. Like, is there anything in the report that you disagree with, then, or are you looking for amendments on, or want to challenge in any way? Because this is your opportunity when they're up here, so I want to clarify that. Or you've worked it out, I understand.
Yes,
you did talk.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yes, we talked.
Yeah, we talked about costing, and I guess the only concern is that the owners have an issue with respect to what right now, today's dollars is about in excess of $500,000 for above ground and below ground services for a little portion of Mobile Street if it's upgraded. So I guess the question becomes, you know, if the city decides to upgrade Mobile, are they going to get dinged right away for all of those fees in order, you know, they've now been asked to pay for the upgrade of Mobile. If there's, you know, what triggers that? Is that money realistic or is that appropriate with respect to the upgrading of Mobile? I would ask the question, if a developer comes in and develops to the north and creates a huge, you know, Waverly west of the north, should my client have to pay all of those fees, or should it then be put back onto the developer who's changing that entire neighborhood and recreating that, and that, you know, sort of creates the access and the benefit for all of that land development? So
we can ask that question. Yeah, we'll ask.
Is there actually that much land left north of it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So is that okay? Okay. We're going to just see if there's anybody else who wants to speak. And support.
Jeff Carrier.
Would you like to speak?
Jeff Carrier resides at, or at his address is Box 27, Group 529, RR5, Winnipeg.
And he's in support.
He's listed in support.
Okay.
Rocky Neufeld.
Would you like to speak?
Yes, I would.
Yeah, okay. Please come up and state your name and address for the record, please. And we've got you on 10 minutes.
That's good. My name's Rocky Neufeld, and I'm with Colliers. I'm at the 305 Broadway, and I work for Fort Garry Industries on a variety of different items. And I wanted to speak to the sit-down.
Okay. It's because it's being recorded, that's why.
I'm sorry. I wanted to speak to the report, and there was a couple of issues in regard to the costs that we were concerned with. I believe it was item number 4, which was Inkster upgrading. And the Inkster upgrading, is that, I take it, that's for Inkster Boulevard itself?
Yes, that's for the improvements in Inkster that took place recently, the upgrading.
Right.
Through the city's development agreement parameters, responsible for a cost share.
We'd like that, if possible, removed from the agreement, because I don't know if you're aware of it, but there's an easement that's already been granted for a bus stop on Lot 1, and I don't know, I'm told it hasn't been registered on title yet, but there is an easement, and that land that's been approved is for a bus stop.
Well,
it's showing on your plans.
It's a little deeper than that. Let me put it that way, in that Inkster Boulevard carries traffic to your property, you know, in the bigger picture. We're not talking about a little bit of frontage. We're talking about a regional street that services your property.
No, we understand that, but we also understand that regional streets are generally not, costs are generally not recuperated from property owners on those regional streets.
They absolutely are.
Yeah.
The extra.
Well, was this new from the Inkster widening, or has this only been triggered because of the application that was made?
Yeah.
That's correct.
But
has anybody else paid these fees?
Everybody along there has paid.
Wherever it was expanded, they paid for it.
The Inkster Park to the north and the Qualico lands south.
Oh, okay, well, I've worked for, I think, most all the property owners on Inkster,
yeah,
between King Edward and Brookside.
And we're still holding a letter of credit for Inkster Park. They haven't actually paid, per se, but we have an agreement with them.
So that was on the original Inkster development,
yes,
that they were required to? Okay.
56, 85.
So that predates all of that was dated way back then for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that still brings us back to our bus stop, though, because if we've given land away,
you have to address the committee here.
Oh, I'm
the
sorry,
councilors, and then because we, you know.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. So you have a problem with having to pay for that and giving up some land for the bus stop.
That's correct.
Correct. Okay. But you're not. So you're giving up. Well, we'll ask questions after, but
okay.
Is there any other concerns you have?
I guess the other concern I had was on the mobile street upgrades, is whether the cost that you're presented was a prorated amount for Fort Garry or that was overall total for the whole street. It wasn't clear in the report.
Okay.
And then whether or not the mobile street upgrades, if and when they were ever to happen, was that going to be subject to a frontage vote, or was this going to, how would it be triggered by another development? And I think Mr. Corral addressed it, that if it's triggered by the development of the roughly 300 acres immediately east of this, which we know is could potentially be changed from M to potentially some community designation, we would be concerned that their actions would, you know, as it stands now, Fort Garry really has very little need of mobile. We are clear that what this was all about was to amalgamate the lands and to use our, legally use the 1.6 acres for an M2 zone usage. And that's really the extent. You know, the concept of keeping two separate lots of record was basically to allow flexibility down the road. There is no intent to sell. They're a growing business, and they're going to grow into that space. But if you have two lots of record, you'd like to keep two lots of record rather than amalgamate them, and if you change your mind later, paying a dedication fee. So that was our thinking behind this. Simple. So those were my concerns. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we'll get answers for you
right after this,
sir. Thanks for presenting your concerns, and we'll deal with it when it comes. And we'll get the answers you're looking for. All right. Is there anybody else in support of the application?
Richard Spitsky. I'm sorry if I'm spelling that wrong.
You'd like to be recorded in support? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. And his address?
His address is 626 Municipal Road.
Okay. Excellent. Is there anybody else here in support?
No.
Is there anybody here who's opposed to this application?
No.
Nobody opposed? Is there anybody here just for information? No.
Mr. Chairman, before we go back to the applicant, maybe we can ask our administration.
Yes.
Specifically on number four that was brought up on the ACG report. And I guess the applicant has some questions regarding possible improvements to Mobile Street and what the triggers were with respect to future development to the east and or north.
And explain, and just confirm that Mobile is right now like a local street, right? It's not a regional.
Yeah.
Item four talks about a cost share, and normally we would use the words proportionate share of the cost of the improvements. And certainly in the future, if the costs that I discussed with Mr. Carell this afternoon are based on current local improvement frontage charges. In the event that the road were simply built only, say, as far as the north limit of the property, that would be for Gear Industry share of the cost, and likewise the other, the east side of the street would be assessed a similar cost. More likely, though, the Mobile Street will only extend northward as a higher capacity roadway with development further northward that would encompass, as somebody mentioned, 300 acres. And at that point, there's opportunity to apply an area charge that would attribute the cost of that sort of neck into that land as part of a cost attributable to the entire land. So that would significantly dampen the effect of this.
On this particular property?
Yes.
But like you say, that 300 acres, there's nothing happening with it for quite some time?
There's no applications or anything forthcoming.
Okay.
There was originally supposed to be, or it was contemplated, an amendment to change lands from industrial to new community. That was Precinct T and Precinct S. So Precinct S would be just on the east side of Mobiles where it would begin. But it looks like a forthcoming amendment would only include Precinct T, which would be quite a ways north at Jefferson.
At Jefferson,
so
right.
That's quite a ways away. So if Precinct, if the what would have been Precinct S ever does come online through an amendment, you know, that could change things. But that would probably be a little ways off. The other thing that could happen is this area could just remain industrial, mm-hmm. and maybe another business park or something. You know, and I don't know what the market would be, you know, for that, but that could facilitate the road as well.
So as far as we know, the owners of that property are not moving to do anything, right? So, okay.
Kim, I have a question with regard to them paying their share. Are they aware of the timelines? Is that clear? Or do you want to restate for number four the timelines when they need to pay their share?
It would really, well, we should require them to post a letter of credit, but I don't see how that's fair for 10 or or 20 years to do that. I think we would somehow cape it or encumber the property so that, you know, they know that in the future upon demand, payment would be required.
Okay. So that's clear. So basically what you're saying, Kim, is that it's triggered only by any development that happens, and should any development happen, they're only going to pay their share on the west side of
yes.
Mobile. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm good.
On the west side of Mobile, right?
Right.
Now, in terms of, he had a question. The trade off of land for the bus stop, how big a piece of land is that?
I'm not aware of that situation, but Councillor, respectfully, I can only say in the bigger picture, Inkster is a much bigger fish
yeah.
than a bus stop.
Well, I understand the cost to widen, it's big money, but the question was, to, you know, they're giving land away and then they have to pay for all this improvement to the regional road.
So my understanding is...
But this isn't a big bit. Like, I can't see the plans. I'm just curious how... Like, it can't be that big of a bus stop. It's not going to be like a major bus stop.
There again, it'll serve employees of the property as well.
Yeah, well, I understand that, but it won't be like a hub bus stop where you're taking... anyway, it's a stop for people to get to work. I understand that, but anyway.
Mr. Chairman, we can call the applicant back, I think.
You ready for that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Could you please come back to the table?
Mr. Correll?
And actually,
Neufeld?
Should we have both come back?
He's the applicant.
He is the applicant.
Christian Correll?
Yep. Were you good with the? You heard the responses from our questions. You're good with that?
Yeah, I think it's just nailing down what those costs are, how those costs would work, how they'd be triggered. You know, if the city the day after they agree to some fee, say, okay, we're upgrading Mobile tomorrow, then all of a sudden they're on the hook for $500,000. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess it'd be nice to have some certainty as to sort of how that would work. If a developer comes in, well, then the developer would share in those costs, those kinds of things. So. I think otherwise we're okay. As far as the bus stop goes, I've got a drawing here which sort of shows a bit of a white outline, so if anybody's curious as to how big the land may be taken of their parcel for that is, it's maybe 50 feet by 10 feet or so based on this. I can't say that that's exact dimensions, but somebody...
It's probably shorter than that. It's probably not quite 50. It's usually a bus stop like that. It's probably about the width, the length of a bus.
And I think what they're doing is they've got a turn lane that comes in.
Yeah.
So that takes some of the land, so that basically follows the length of their parcel. So, but if that was needed, that's something that we could locate and provide that exact, if that was important.
Yeah, unfortunately, I just asked your question on the certainty of the cost. That's something that we can't provide for you, but we can provide for you that these terms are standard terms, and this committee has been around enough to see many developments, and we're treating you the same as we have all the other ones that come before us and the ones that will come after us. And so Mr. Rabin's been around for a long time, and these are pretty standard. When the time comes that there is an improvement to mobile, you'll only be paying for your share, which is the westerly half of that. So you're not going to pay full size of, yep. of that, right? So that's all that we can provide you is the concept and the standard terms, but the cost, we don't know what they are.
So I guess in that agreement, Mr. Eban alluded that if a development came in there, a developer and developed the area, that in that wording that could be at least addressed, that it's, you know, should development happen and that be the reason for the upgrade of the street, then at least those costs would then be prorated or reduced or somehow to the benefit of our client to ensure that, you know, it may go from $500,000 to $50,000 or something.
Sure. Yeah, he's nodding his head, so that's yeah. Those are things that you'll work out with him.
We should be meeting with him offline as well to get more
details. Right. That makes sense. So.
Good. Good. Thank you very much.
Anything else, Mr. Chair?
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing else.
Everything's okay? Yep. Yeah. Thank you very much. We're going to be entertaining a motion right away. And
okay. Thank you kindly.
Yeah.
Do you have to say something in there or not?
No, not right now. You're.
I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried.
Move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?